Drill 8, Implied Meaning.
Number 1, did you tell Steve about our meeting?
Whenever I tell him, goes in one ear and comes out the other.
What does the man mean? Number 2, what are you doing here, sir? Did you see the no admission sign on the door?
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the manager's office.
What do you learn from the conversation? Number 3. Are you going with me to the museum?
I have my hands full with this report.
What does the man mean?
Number 4. You don't look cheerful, Jane.
I was just reading a letter from home.
What do we learn about Jane? Number 5. Is it still snowing outside?
No, but the wind is still blowing.
What can we conclude from this conversation? Number 6. Was the movie as good as you expected?
It was a waste of time and money.
What does the woman mean?
Number 7. You wanted to see me, Mr. Frank?
Yes, Miss Gray. You'll have to get to work on time, or your service will be no longer needed.
What do you learn from their conversation?
Number 8. Is it raining out?
Is it raining? Look at my wet clothes.
What does the woman mean?
Number 9. Would you be kind enough to offer me a hand?
Sure, why not?
What do you learn from their conversation?
Number 10. John's teacher told me that he was as good as gold for his first day at school.
It's too good to be true.
What does the woman mean?
Number 11. This is the third time we had to wait for Sandy. I wish she would call us next time.
I agree, but she has to drive through very heavy traffic to get here.
What do you learn from their conversation?
Number 12. How did you enjoy your 3-week tour of Africa?
I just loved every minute of it.
What do we know about the woman? Number 13. Can you lend me your bike for a few days?
It's out of the question.
What do you learn about the woman?
Number 14. Sometimes I wonder if Elizabeth's health is really as poor as it seems.
I know what you mean. Sometimes people are not as they look.
What can be inferred from their conversation? Number 15. Could you come and look at the washing machine? It refuses to work.
Do you see I'm working here with my papers?
What do you learn about the man?
Number 16. Tom hasn't said many words today.
That's not like Tom. He is certainly in a bad mood.
What do you learn about Tom? Number 17. I was surprised when I heard Carol speak in English. She told me that she just began learning English.
No, that's the way she always talks.
What do you learn about Carol? Number 18. Did Bill have any plan to buy a house?
Hardly. A house is beyond his means.
What is true about Bill?
Number 19. Do you always have weather like this in April?
Generally, it is much drier than this. I cannot remember us having such cool days.
What can you infer about the April weather in normal conditions? Number 20. John is a person who is rather quiet. He rarely says a thing.
Well, his brother is just the opposite.
What do you know from their conversation about John and his brother? Number 21. Joe told me he was going to leave school.
I cannot remember how many times he has said so.
What do you learn from their conversation?
Number 22. The play is supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, but it's already 8:30.
What does the woman mean?
Number 23. I'm sorry I have caused your uncle so much trouble.
Don't worry about it. He is the sort of man who is never happy unless he has something to complain about.
What can we learn about the man's uncle from the conversation? Number 24. I heard you liked the play last night. I suppose your wife felt the same way about it.
As a matter of fact, she left during the play.
What do we know about him and his wife? Number 25. Do you know Susan Evans?
The name rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
What do you learn from this conversation?